Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
And welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a real pleasure to have you here, tuned in from all around the world or international audience. Thank you very much for joining us. Jim Masters, your host. It's a real pleasure when we get a chance to connect with extraordinary people, as we always say, who are doing great things to make our world a better place. And I'm very excited to welcome two very special guests joining us here in the program. They are celebrated authors. They're very, very experienced at what they talk about, and they're compassionate and empathetic, Brenda Hibbs and Jenna Smith. In their powerful new book, The Other 12 Steps, Building a Life Worth Living, it is really a guide to post-rehab success. What does that mean? We'll tell all about it during the conversation. Brenda Hibbs and Jenna Smith tackle the myriad challenges that can ambush people post-rehab or in early sobriety. Drawing from personal experience, which is, I think, important to note, when people are sharing their own experiences and when they're authentic about it and they can relate to others that are going through struggles, it's a beautiful thing. And they are very open. Drawing from their own personal experiences and years working in addiction recovery, Brenda and Jenna offer a compassionate, street smart guide for staying on the path to a life well lived after putting down the bottle or the needle. And although these folks are determined to build a life free from addiction, the road ahead, of course, can be tough. Addiction killed Jenna's rock star dad when she was 16, leading to heavy alcohol use in her teens, trying to create her own rock star life. And Brenda explains one reason for writing the book is to put everything else and all of it into perspective and to put everything else and all in one place, including recovery. We call it life recovery and cover the practicalities such as paperwork, finances, and legal stuff, they say, while encouraging readers to live rewarding lives through education, volunteering, and learning to say no without feeling guilty. Brenda and Jenna are both looking forward to the future and how they can continue supporting others in recovery. And for Jenna, how to rebuild community. The subtle Building a Life Worth Living, a Guide to Post-Rehab Success, really is their theme. The Other 12 Steps, available in paperback, ebook, and audio, is available at theother12steps.com, along with the Other 12 Steps workbook. And we'll mention that again for you as well. But my pleasure to welcome the authors coming to us from the beautiful state of Oregon, Brenda Hibbs and Jenna Smith. Ladies, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a real pleasure to have you both with us today.
Thank you. We are honored to be asked to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very much. Nice introduction.
Thank you very much. And, you know, you're both candid and engaging speakers. And while the classic textbook Alcoholics Anonymous has been helping people in recovery worldwide, 12 Steps of Recovery, it's a really something very, very special, isn't it? And this is the Other 12 Steps, Building a Life Worth Living. And I like that title, this Guide to Post-Rehab Success. You're really helping others through this long journey and this long process as you refer to life recovery. I'll start with you, Brenda. You have seen firsthand the impact of addiction and substance abuse on individuals and families. And then Jenna, of course, you in recovery from addiction, and you've been very open and passionate about it. And many people struggle with all of this. Maybe you can share your personal journeys. Brenda, I would love to start with you.
Okay. We have written the book from two different perspective. We're mother and daughter, of course, so two different perspectives. But also, I have not personally dealt with addiction in my life, but I dealt with addiction in my extended family my whole life. Uncles, my father, grandfather, brothers, cousins, you name it, there was addiction going on that was ruining people's lives. And so I come from that perspective when thinking about addiction and how it can be helped.
They're very important. And Jenna, you'd like to share your story with us as well.
Yes, it's been a long journey, and it's continuing. I've learned a lot. Through self education, I guess. I've sought a lot of education to try and understand it, you know. I've been to AA. It's very helpful. They're 12 steps. You know, they've been around a long time, and they've got a really super solid foundation and community, and that has been really, really helpful. But other things, you know, through community, but yes, I dealt with that from a young age. When my dad died, I did. His favorite drink was whiskey, so I went right to the hard stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't really realize, I guess, when you're 16, you know, like that blacking out, you know, every weekend is not normal, you know.
Yes. Right.
You know, when you start out, I started out at such a deep level, and then you know, carried that or maintained that for most of my 20s. And then I'd say, you know, I lost my fiance, which was really traumatic for me when I was 26. I think so. And that sent me into a whole new spiral, because it added all this emotional trauma. I was in a lot darker of a place, you know, where when I was younger and drinking so much, it was a lot more lighthearted, I guess, and it was very social. You know, then you add on some life experience and you get really depressed, and then it gets really dark, and it's really not, you know, so you really do need a lot of help. But, you know, it's hard to reach out for that help. It definitely took me a long time to, you know, it's acceptance and admitting that you need the help, because you want to be real independent, of course. And so it was very slowly, it was a slow journey for me, just dipping my toe in, you know, at the community health department for probably 3 years, you know, off and on before I started to go to AA. And, you know, then it was more years of not fully committing, you know, probably, you know. It probably took me a good 6 years of not really committing till I got to a point where I really just needed to take myself out of town to a rehab, to a real serious rehab for a good 60 days. And then all throughout that, the AA community. So it's many different venues I've taken to get to where I am, and I feel really comfortable where I am now. You know, it's been a crazy progression, and I feel very lucky, because a lot of people don't make it to where I made it to with the persistence and with all the help. So much help, and my mother has been there the whole time. Being extremely supportive, and I think that really matters as well.
It's extraordinary. It really is. And you've been so real and open and, you know, authentic about sharing. And here you are, you know, you have this world of where there's fame within the family, and you could have decided just to deal with this on your own, but you wanted to share it to inspire others, both of you together in doing that, Brenda, working within the industry, and then you also and experiencing it and together penning this very, very important book, The Other 12 Steps. And again, as I said earlier, I think that other part of that title, Building a Life Worth Living, you can underscore, underline, and highlight and put all kinds of flares on that part of the title, Building a Life Worth Living, because a lot of times people that are struggling come to a point where they think life isn't worth living. And this is a guide to post-rehab success. Tell us about the book, the purpose, who is it written for, what you hope people get out of it, and what inspired you both to write this very impactful and important book.
Well, it started when Jenna had finished rehab that she talked about that she had gone through, and she planned to go to what's called a halfway house. It's called an Oxford house in another city that's about an hour's drive away from our house. And as we were driving there, we were talking about what Jenna had learned in AA and in classes through County Health and in rehab. And we realized that there were some things that weren't actually covered. Those programs are designed to cover the basics of what's needed to conquer addiction. But when you get home from such a place, when you are post-rehab, so to speak, you get home to the messes that addiction made of your life, your relationships, your paperwork is probably stuffed all under the bed and in the car, under the car seats, and your finances are probably in terrible shape. You might have legal issues that you're going to have to deal with from things you did when you were deep in addiction. And so we started making a list. And the list was getting on up to about 10, and then I thought, well, why don't we call it The Other 12 Steps and find a couple more? So we did. We made 12 chapters. Each chapter covers one of those areas. For instance, there's Jenna and I agree that the most important chapter in the book to us is chapter 2, Learn to Say No Without Feeling Guilty. And I think another really important chapter is the beginning of chapter 7, which is about rebuilding relationships. It begins with self-forgiveness, because if you can't forgive yourself, you're not going to really succeed in mending relationships, because that'll be a burden on you. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. We made a list of 10 things that kind of aren't covered in AA and rehab, but that could be really important to people when they get home and have to deal with the mess.
I like that. Yeah, that's a great way to explain why this book is so incredibly important. And, you know, Jenna, you obviously had a lot of different things you've dealt with. What would you say is your greatest challenge on your journey?
I've had to think about that one because there are a lot of potential answers.
Yes.
But I think it comes down to me, for me, and still, I mean, I'm still in the middle of the life recovery part, and I'm feeling quite accomplished at this point, but I'm still having a really hard time. Yeah, thank you. I'm still having a really hard time with the just the old habits die hard, the old people's places and things, the rebuilding of, like, finding new relationships, I guess, and new hobbies. It's just because I'm still living in you know, the town that I pretty much, I grew up it here, and I did, so I've just, years and years of history I have in this place, and every place that I go in to do anything, there's a memory. And you know, it's people as well. You know, I'm trying to reconnect, and even though those people maybe weren't there in the dredges of the dark times, you know, they were still my friends at that point, and maybe I did something in my addiction that I'm ashamed of, you know, for that person, and I feel, you know, I still feel the guilt, you know, so it's, but I want to be their friends again. I'm trying to rebuild, you know, relationships as well, and I guess the guilt is one of the biggest things to get over for yourself. I've got to forgive myself before anybody else, you know, I feel like anybody else can forgive me. So I'm just carrying around, that is the hardest part, I think, is without leaving town and starting brand new,
right.
You know, all those memories, you know, I have to actively try to flip the script, as one of my counselors was saying recently, flip it to a positive, you know, the things that I have in my mind that I've spent so many years training my mind to think negatively about, you know, or to feel guilty about, I just got to actively change my own thoughts to try and make them positive. So it's a difficult thing to do, but it gets easier the more I do it, you know, and the positiveness is starting to stick and starting to shine through, and that's the best part. So that's what I'm really excited about, you know, is when it starts to stick and I start to feel positive. So just got to keep going. Just got to keep at it.
You keep going. That's right. Exactly. Keep the train on the track and surround yourself with people who are right there, care, and who are at your side. And because each day isn't perfect, of course. And, you know, the book, again, is such an incredible resource for anybody tuning in. We're talking to Brenda Hibbs and Jenna Smith, and they developed and published The Other 12 Steps, Building a Life Worth Living, a guide to post-rehab success, really to help others through the long process of life recovery. Brenda, can you pinpoint maybe one step from the book that is, I mean, this, all of them are, one specific one maybe that's essential for success?
I mentioned it earlier, but I'll emphasize it. Learning to say no without feeling guilty is a really important skill.
I know that one firsthand.
Yeah, it's something that we probably all struggle with, but when you've been dealing with addiction, you're most likely dealing with some deep self-esteem issues, low self-esteem. And I think Jenna has mentioned it. She mentions it in the book, and she's mentioned it at other times, that you kind of have to get to a place where you feel like you deserve to be helped. You deserve to express your own views, opinions, and desires. If you don't want to do something, you have the absolute right to not do it. But there are ways of being diplomatic about it, and that's what Chapter 2 is about. It's about learning to say no without feeling guilty, but it gives reasons why you deserve to be able to do that. As we all do, but it can be especially hard for someone coming out of addiction, I believe.
Absolutely right. You put so much time. Real quickly, how long did it take to actually write this book? Was this something that was several years in the making?
Well, sort of yes and sort of no. We started making the list like 3 years before I started writing.
Yeah.
But then once I started writing, it only took a couple of months to put most of it down. But that was almost a year ago. And so there was a lot of refining to do and all of that. But once it was more like a brain dump because I'd been thinking about it for such a long time.
Exactly. Jenna, you wanted to share something special during the show as well, a song, right? A bit of a song. You're a musician and songwriter. Tell us about it.
I have been writing songs since I was a teenager, and they catalog my life in a way.
Yeah.
kind of like a diary.
Music is very healing. Yeah.
It really
music,
is.
I say that music, art, and laughter are big ones for healing, for sure.
They really are. So, I've gone through a lot of songs. I went through the happy ones when I was younger and in love, and then I went through the darker ones, and then I wrote one that I started writing happy songs again. That was a turning point, definitely for me.
And you wrote two or three about addiction.
I did. But this one's called Be Well. So it's, you know, it's about getting well, which I didn't really think was going to happen, you know.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, that's fantastic. Love to hear it.
Is now good? Now's the time for that?
Yeah. Now is good because we have about 7 minutes left to the show. The half hours go by fast. We'll have to have you back.
Maybe.
But yeah, this is a good time.
Great. Okay. Well, hopefully you can hear it all right.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Well, you ask me how I am, and I say fine. But I've been so dark and lonely in my mind. I thought it wasn't anyone's concern. But it turns out I've got lessons yet to learn to be well. To be well. So we stoke the fire as we grow old, and we change desires. Many hands can lift a great weight, but your hands alone can leave you devastated and not well. And not well. Now I know that any big change will take time, and a favor given to be returned in kind. A helping hand is a blessing to receive, but the hardest task at hand is to believe that I could be well. I could be well. Run, 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 all I ever do is run. Fun, fun, fun is what I do the best. A distraction from what I don't want to see. But I've made it this far. The worst thing I could do is leave and not be well. Not be well. Well, you ask me how I've been, and I say all right.
started on a path to which the end is nowhere in sight. But to tell the truth, I've been longing for the exercise. And to tell the truth to you, my friend, feels better than the lies. I'm gonna be well. I'm gonna be well. I'm gonna be well. I'm gonna be well.
And yes, you are, Jenna. What a fantastic song. And what a beautiful voice, too. Wow, you knocked that out of the park. That was gorgeous. That was really nice. That is a fantastic song. Where could people find that song and hear it? Is it on Spotify?
Well,
is it out there?
I did, I think, get it up on SoundCloud a year or two ago, but I need to get it back up and out there. So, yeah, I'm working on that right now. Of my rebuild.
That's a great song. It's part of the whole thing. Great title and just really very powerful and moving and beautiful. Thanks for sharing that with us. I really appreciate that. And we want to hear more of your music.
Thank you.
You guys will have to come back.
I'm excited about it because, I've definitely taken a bit of a hiatus with the music. And I think when I was writing the darker songs is when I started the hiatus. And then when I wrote all these more positive ones, I haven't been performing. So I've just kind of got them in the bag, you know, just like waiting to share them with the world, you know. So that's another that's something to look forward to. And I just wanted to go back
You're living your life's journey, your life's mission. You're living, you know, and you're living it and sharing it with your dad's spirit. He is not here with us today, but, man, would he be proud not only of your success and your willingness to want to inspire and care for others, but also in getting through as best as you can the addictions and the struggles and all the things that come with living. He would be very, very proud of you.
Thank you. I like that thought.
You're carrying his spirit.
I'd like that leads me into thinking about building the new community for myself and for other
people. That's part of the future, right?
Part of the future. So, one of my other projects is starting a group, I guess, like a Facebook group for a meeting for people that are going through similar times, like specifically for people who are post-rehab and in early sobriety. Mm-hmm. Like right now I'm still, and like I said, I'm seeing a lot of positive effects of working really hard on different aspects of my life. I'm seeing the positive come through, but I'm still right in the middle of it. It's still a lot of work, and it's a lot of challenges. And I know there's people out there. The finances part, you know, the chapters that we get to where it's get your legal stuff together. That's I'm right in the middle of all that.
All the other nuts and bolts of it all, right, to make it happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The
you know what?
Stuff,
you are you are on your way. And you are on this show live talking with me and with all of our listeners, sharing it, and Brenda right there too, sharing her passion for wanting to bring people to living a life of recovery is a beautiful thing that the two of you are doing. And I have a million more questions and thoughts, but the time has zipped by in an East Coast New York minute, as I say. Hopefully we could have you guys back, maybe hear success stories, other things as well. I want folks to go to the website, theother12steps.com. That's theother12steps.com to connect, learn more, learn about this powerful new book, The Other 12 Steps, Building a Life Worth Living, A Guide to Post-Rehab Success, and to connect with Brenda Hebbs and Jenna Smith. You guys have been tackling a myriad of incredible things and just in a beautiful way. Thanks for joining us on the show, and hopefully we'll get a chance to explore and expand some more. I think this was very rich and free-flowing and real and authentic and relatable for everybody, and I thoroughly enjoyed this time with you, and I hope you guys did with me as well.
We did, very much so, very much so, and just so thankful for you having us and helping to get our journey with the book a kickstart.
Yeah,
kind of a kickstart. Get us up and running and out there, because that's important and helpful.
Well, we'll try to squeeze out a little extra minute. This is being recorded anyway, so be able to share the links. But a last question for each of you. In doing this book and writing this book and having this mission created and this vision, Brenda, I'll start with you. How has it impacted your life? What are some of the blessings and joys that you've experienced in this process of writing this book and organizing all of this?
Probably the thing that I get the most joy from is I cultivate an Instagram feed, and when I get a reaction from someone to something that I post or one of my blog posts, that is what really brings me joy, because it feels like I'm really helping someone.
Yeah. Right, which is so beautiful. And Jenna?
For me, I think it's helped me to see the progress that I've made, and it's given me a lot of encouragement. I guess it's in words. It's literally in words, my journey.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
So it makes it very real. And to see the progress.
I'll tell you. Real is exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it helped me to accept the progress that I've made, and that makes it easier for me to be happy about wanting to share it with other people.
One of the key words there, acceptance, right? First. And then your work from there. Yeah.
Yes.
Very, very, very important. Brenda Hibbs, Jenna Smith, authors of The Other 12 Steps. Thanks so much for joining us again. TheOther12Steps.com. And 12 is spelled out, everybody. It's TWELVE. So TheOther12Steps.com. Again, come see us again. It would be a real pleasure. And thanks for being so real, open, honest, and sharing this with us on the show. I wish you both well, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon. Thanks for being with us on Close Up Radio Live today.
Thank you, Jim, very much. We'll keep in touch.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a great season. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Have your people call my people.
Okay.
You guys be well. Industry lingo, right?
Yes.
You guys be well. And keep smiling. You take care now. And again, thanks for joining us. Brenda Hibbs and Jenna Smith, are they not incredible? And Jenna, wow, what a powerful song too. A powerful book, powerful song, powerful conversation. Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, come see us again. I will be back in a few moments with another extraordinary guest or two right here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, be well. Thanks for listening. And bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.